All right, 412.
Authorize a contract with Cascadia Behavioral Healthcare, Inc. to provide mental health services through Project Respond.
Again, I don't think we have a presentation, or else the people who are planning on making one are caught flat-footed by us being ahead of schedule. So unless there are any questions, this can...
Just a comment. What I'm hearing, Dan and I, as you know, are spending a lot of time out in the community these days in addition to our day jobs. And the two things that I'm hearing that are reforms that are sort of game changers are the revised use of force guidelines, and then these Project Respond and the pairing mental health outreach workers with law enforcement to be able to address and diffuse potentially volatile situations with folks. And those two together, I think, and I think you've said this recently, if you take those two and some other reforms, maybe substantively why we're now 15, 16 months into a stretch where we have not had an officer-involved shooting involving someone in a mental health distress situation that has had produced a community uproar. So I just want to acknowledge that those two reforms in particular really seem to be getting traction.
Great. Is there anyone who wants to testify on this item? I don't believe that there is, and this will pass to second reading. I just want to second your comments, Commissioner Fish. I was out at roll call at East Precinct last week, and you see that system in operation with the combination of the office of the Project Respond mental health worker and our mental health unit, and the collaboration that was going on between those specialists and the patrol officers who were getting ready to go out on their shift about a couple of specific individuals who they knew, and they knew where they lived, and they knew the problems that they were causing in the neighborhood, and they were thinking it through about how do we deal with this person in the most effective way, keep them safe, but also keep the neighborhood safe. You could see in everyday police work action the results of having mental health professional at the elbow of a police officer and having not just those folks off on their own as some specialty unit, but having this discourse between the patrol officers who were the ones who were most likely to encounter this person, you know, in the neighborhood, and the two professionals. And, hey, if you see him at the corner of 122nd and whatever, call me. And they had this operationalized, and it was great to see.
Well, and a shout-out to our police, because while they get a lot of training and they are trained to handle lots of situations, frankly, they were never intended to be the frontline people dealing with the mental health crisis on the sidewalks.
Right.
And so to have a professional who knows how to diffuse a particularly volatile situation and to avoid an officer having to go through another set of protocols in to the extent he or she feels threatened or there's some triggering event is a real step forward. And again, we're 15, 16 months into not having a tragic event.
I met with Daryl Walker, of Cascadia Behavioral Health just a couple of days ago, and he just spontaneously said how pleased the Project Respond staff are with the police officers who are volunteer to work on those units, mm-hmm. that they truly are stepping up and becoming very well-versed in the work that they're doing in partnership. So that was good to hear from the staff in Project Respond.
From their viewpoint.
That the partnership is working well.
Well, this is a really important part of our compliance with the Department of Justice settlement, and it's great to see it working in practice. So this passes to second reading, and we'll take up 413, please.
So, Mayor, I think we have someone from Water now.